Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
There's
our crew in Atlanta over there. Now, Portia's still out doing the mommy thing, but even Marcille's still sitting in with us from Real Housewives of Atlanta.
She is.
Hey, guys.
Later in the show, what iconic movie character did O.J. Simpson almost play? And Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter, Apple, has a bone to pick with her mom, and we'll talk about all that later. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, guys, the place you live, Hollywood, is considered the land of make-believe, but these celebrity exes might be trying to create a real fantasy land because actors Chris Pratt and Anna Faris, who divorced in October 2018, want to keep things friendly for their six-year-old son, Jack. Now, how friendly are you asking? Well, Anna was on the Divorce Sucks podcast with Laura Wasser and said this.
Chris and I had a long conversation about earlier on about how it's like our goal was to, like, have group Thanksgiving dinners together. And so we wanted to make sure, of course, that Jack was happy, but that we were happy and supportive of each other, and that we could have, like, this idea, this fantasy idea of, like, do we all spend Christmas together? Do we all vacation? Like, how do we make sure that everybody that we love feels safe?
Yes, for the together family apart.
It's a lot.
I mean, it is. I think when you have a kid, you know that whoever, be careful who you're having kids with, because even if you guys don't work out, you're forever in each other's lives. It's
true.
To make it easier for the kids, it's like, oh, well, I want a Christmas morning. Well, you had a Christmas morning last year, and I want a Christmas. Yeah, but my mom hasn't, his grandma, and it just becomes complicated. So if you can at least get holidays down to go, listen, here's what we're
going
to do.
Well, every Christmas, we're having it together, and then now we're going on vacation together. What about my new family with my younger wife?
And they live super close from what I understand, too. So it's like just a matter of time for y'all running into each other at Ralph's or something.
But do they happen in real world, or is this just real? Does this happen in real life?
I was just going to say that. I'm like, this is like exactly what you would want. Like, it's just like in a perfect world.
Right.
What you would want if you and your ex-husband split and you guys have kids. Now, how realistic that is in our world, in our zip codes, I don't know.
Hashtag rich people stuff.
Yeah.
Rich people plus. Yeah.
So you rent these kids are going to look forward to going to Christmas in two or three different places. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, your kids are like, is Santa coming to dad's too?
No, because your dad's an ass. He's on the naughty list. Santa hates him.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow is an Oscar-winning actress. She's also the founder of that lifestyle website, Goop. And she's also, we talked about her last week, she's a conscious uncoupler. And now we're talking about her again because apparently she's also a very annoying Instagram mom. And I say that because recently Gwyneth posted this picture of her and her 14-year-old daughter, Apple. They were on the ski slopes. And she just had a three emoji caption, an apple, a skier, and a heart. So she posted the picture, and then her daughter, Apple, decided to comment on the picture with this. Mama, we have discussed this. You may not post anything without my consent. So, and then Gwyneth replied at Apple Martin, you can't even see your face.
This is very, very common.
Oh, really?
You cannot post a picture of your kid without them getting permission.
Please.
That's how they are today,
Gary.
How
the hell, if I post a picture of your little ugly ass, you'd be happy that you post it.
No.
You happy to be on it.
No kids like that. They don't want to be in a picture with their mom because it's just not cool in high school or junior high school.
I'm sure, Heidi, you have the same role with your wife. It's like if she takes a picture of you, you have to give her permission to post it to her Instagram or vice versa.
She she took a picture of me, fell asleep the other night on the sofa. She's like, she picked up my phone and took a bunch of pictures of me because the dog was laying. I look atrocious. Like I'm laying like funny. You know when you fall asleep on the couch and it's all awkward, my chin, my belly wasn't.
You look like a couch pillow that has to fart.
And you look like the fart that came out.
Right. Right.
You better leave her out of your mind, Frank. We're not tired of you messing with her. Talking about, yeah. What she has to say isn't important. Anyway, so we all know that Cardi B is all about securing the bag. Right, Frank? Okay. Well, she's working on trademarking her famous saying, Can somebody else say it better than me? Because I can't do it that
good. You do a really good job.
I can't drag it out. There you go. She's working on trademarking her famous saying, for an upcoming line of merch. Not that great at it. But, of course, internet trolls couldn't wait to throw dirt on Cardi's ambitions for greatness. My goodness, because some are saying that the phrase doesn't belong to Cardi. Some are claiming it might have originated from the Kardashians because Khloe started saying, in 2018 on the show, or it came from La Ganja Estranjanja, a contestant from RuPaul's Drag
Estranja.
Race. Go ahead. What's the name, Eva?
La Ganja Estranja.
Ooh,
a contestant from RuPaul's.
Listen, I love my drag queens.
Estranja.
Sounds like a ballsy strain
from
of weed.
From RuPaul's Drag Race in 2014. But Cardi had to say this to her haters. Check it out.
RuPaul's is mad because I trademark Let me tell you something. Every single time I go to a corporate meeting, these folks be like, oh my God, can we just please hear you say okr? Every time I go to a TV show, hey, can you teach me how to say okr? Hey. Every time I go do a commercial, hey, can you finish it off with okr? You think I ain't gonna profit off this? Let me tell you something. While I'm still here, I'm gonna secure all the bags.
She is so right, though, as far as getting to the bag and doing what you have to do and not worrying about what other people say. I don't care where it originated from.
Well.
If she is making money off of it because she made it more famous than anybody who ever said they originated it, unless they patented it, then it will belong to you. But since you didn't, she's going to go ahead and do those duties for you.
She is going to get a lawsuit from Buckwheat, okay?
That's not the same.
I guess it's not the same thing. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I love movie trivia, and I love finding out things about movies that I know and love that I never knew about before. So today, I thought I'd give you a little movie trivia about things you probably never knew about your favorite movies. Okay. Like, for example, there were tons of hidden meanings in Jordan Peele's horror flick, Us. Did anybody go see it?
Yes.
Made a ton of cash in its opening weekend. Congratulations. Whoa. And this might have escaped you when you watched it, but did the girls who played the bratty twins in the movie seem familiar to you at all?
No, not really.
No.
Well, they actually played Ross and Rachel's baby daughters on the show Friends back in 2003.
Emma? That's why
they did not look familiar to me.
Yeah, they're big girls now.
Oh.
What? Yeah, with, like, full boobs.
With full boobs.
Oh, it's weird. They kind of do look like Jennifer Aniston.
Also, the horror flick Halloween, that mask, Mike Myers' mask that terrified everybody, that was based off of a celebrity, that mask. Do you know who it was?
No.
Shaka Khan?
Captain no, Kirk. Not Shaka Khan.
You better not do Shaka like that.
But you got to say her name twice, Gary. You know better.
Shaka Khan.
Right. Candyman comes.
It was based off William Shatner. Now, I guess the movie really
Captain
had no
Kirk?
Budget, so somebody went out, got a Captain Kirk mask, and spray painted it white and messed with the eyes a little bit, the placement of the eyes, and that was the mask for Mike Myers.
Boy, that is an ultimate slam that we took your face and we turned it into one of the scariest faces in movie history. Thanks.
And gave him an underbite.
Okay.
Congratulations, William Shatner. You're the face of horror.
Wow.
Now, this one really blew my mind. The movie makers behind the Terminator.
Yeah. The Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
You instantly said Arnold Schwarzenegger movie because Arnold Schwarzenegger is the Terminator.
I'll be back.
But they thought of casting somebody else before Arnold as the Terminator. Any ideas?
Rocky?
Nope.
Oh, yeah, Sylvester
Stallone. O.J. Simpson.
Oh, that would have been telling.
I mean, he ended up becoming the Terminator, but...
Oh, but that movie would have been so short if he was in it.
Oh, man, what a different movie that would have been.
Instead of getting that guy, why don't we get a different kind of...
Well,
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my God!
Here we are. Find out how Kelly Ripa embarrassed her daughter by showing love to her hubby. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, Eve and Gary, y'all gonna love this because it's time for It's the Damn Dude, you really not gonna say it?
I really ain't.
Such
a anyway,
man-off.
Kelly Ripa recently shared this video of her husband, Mark Consuelos. Take a look.
Yo.
You see my phone? Is it anywhere around?
I haven't seen it ever. I haven't seen it. No.
Damn, dude.
It's always a great idea until you think about the level of sacrifice that goes into having that kind of physique. My man probably
hangry as hell.
Well, let me tell y'all this. There's one lady who is not thrilled about this, and it's their 17-year-old daughter, Lola. She commented, I just reported this. I'm assuming she means it's indecent. And her mom, Kelly, replied, Lola, shouldn't you be reading a book or something? Oh. So does Kelly need to work on her clapback game or what? Because
that was
a little lame, Kelly, a little lame, honey.
Yeah, but I get it. The kid's 17 years old. No one wants to see their dad's, like, nipple at 17. Like, your friend has that on their phone. That's gross.
Yeah, but think about it, though, Brad. Lola's classmates are looking at her dad.
Thank you.
He's fine. There's nothing wrong with him. Now, if he had a belly like yours, then she would really be embarrassed, I'm sure.
But there's more to love.
Yeah. Is that electrical tape?
This is man girl.
He's got
on
this man girl.
That's a Myrtle. A man
Myrtle. Myrtle Link.
Murder was the case that they gave me.
Myrtle. Okay, so this one is a double feature. So once again, it is time.
It's the damn dude.
Okay, so Orlando Bloom posted these photos on his Instagram. Take a look.
Is he, like, laying on the ground? Is he dead?
It looks like a Garnier Fructis commercial.
Okay. Like a shampoo commercial or something. Like, no, that's
real
very
good two-in-one
different.
Conditioner.
And then the layback with the shirt down. Like, what, you live in La Vida Loca?
We might not feel it, brat. But when Katy Perry saw this, she blew his comments up. She's like, she said, hell yes. And, oh, I have a fever, and I'm sweating, and I'm foaming at the mouth. Okay, so do you guys think that what Katy Perry is doing is, like, what a normal fiancé would do?
Absolutely.
Or is she doing a little bit too much?
Yeah, that's a little bit too much.
She doing extra.
Not all that.
She doing extra because that's her man.
Exactly. She not making feel good.
Where's the other one with the yellow?
She's giving cleavage. Look at it, bitch.
It looks like that's how the body was found.
Well, see, that one looks like an album cover.
He about to give you the best Spanish-American
album. Right, Mi Corazón or something. Have y'all ever felt like being grown-ups is, like, really hard work?
It is.
Right. Okay, so there is a high school in Kentucky, and they're here to help. It's called Bullet Central High School, and recently they have held an adulting conference where seniors can learn real-world skills. So the day consisted of 11 workshops, including how to change a tire, how to file taxes, and how to cook in a dorm.
Oh.
So do y'all wish we had something like this when we were younger and seniors in high school?
We had that when I was in school.
But, like, every school did that thing where you had to, like, walk around with a bag of flour or, like, a whole, like, you know, cradle an egg all day to not destroy it, because if it did, that was like you killed the baby.
I never did. Yeah, no, that is horrible, and that's way too advanced for a 13-year-old to be worried about killing a baby.
But even, I mean, y'all had special education, though, right? Because that was a good class. We had one of those math class, FOM.
Fundamentals of Math?
Yeah.
That's for special education.
Okay, so calculus,
you know,
wasn't on your...
That's what Gary do. He throws stuff that he's been through at you. To make you feel like it's you when it's really been him.
Oh,
you
know,
that's
deflecting.
That's what he deflects all the time.
And then projects.
He may be feeling something, and he'll just throw it out there. You'll be like, well, damn, where'd that come from, Gary?
Anyway, Brad, up next, Pamela Anderson wants to put a stop to reality TV, and Kobe Bryant is not giving up on one of his goals. Come right back.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, Kobe Bryant might have retired from the NBA, but he's still out here taking it to the hole.
Okay.
Now, during a recent interview, Bryant revealed that he and his wife, Vanessa, plan to try for a fifth baby in hopes of completing their family with a boy. Check this
Jesus.
out.
Jesus.
So, no, we're done?
No, we'll see. I mean, you know, we'll see. I love having my girls. I think Vanessa wants a boy. really? More than I do. It doesn't matter to me.
I think he's so sweet and charming, but I don't buy it for a second. Kobe Bryant wants a boy, like, he plays basketball. Like, you know deep down he wants
That is years of media training at work. Yes, you know damn well Kobe Bryant, one of the best basketball players of all time, wants a boy.
Who comes from a great coach. Like, his dad's a really good basketball coach, taught him. He became a great basketball player. He definitely wants a boy.
Kobe Bryant don't want no more children with Vanessa. She having all them babies like she crazy, honey. He tried to leave her, but she got pregnant.
He ain't trying to go on that baby. He had to be present to make that happen.
He tried to leave her, honey, and she didn't have another baby, and he came back home.
Where do you get your dirt news from?
Now, Frank, you have a son and a daughter. Let's say that your boy ended up, you know, you had a baby girl. Would you have kept trying for a son?
I wasn't trying for the first two.
Those are free throws?
Yeah.
Well, y'all, it looks like Pamela Anderson would like to see reality TV canceled.
What?
That's right. The former Baywatch star says it can have you feeling used and dirty. She took to Twitter to vent out her frustration, and she said this: "Did I enjoy being on a reality show? Please no more reality shows or reality stars. Even France is polluted with them. It's an epidemic of ugliness, superficial competitions, desperate and exploitative for the artists." So what do y'all think about this?
How dare she? We wouldn't even know who this heifer was had it not been for a reality show when she was on Baywatch.
Baywatch wasn't a reality show. That was
a procedural show.
They're real lifeguards. That's hilarious.
Yes. The reality of it is that everything she described is Hollywood. Like, that has nothing to do with reality stars.
Right, that's ugliness, just superficial competition, exploitative. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds like rock and roll.
But
that
what
sounds
it's
like
everyday life.
I agree with her, though, Blue. Now, she was explaining the Real Housewives. Ugliness, superficial competition, desperate and exploited. That's what these Real Housewives are about.
You know what? I can't say on a lot of those shows. I'm on one of the Housewives shows, but my career started on things that were not reality television outside of Top Model.
Yes, it was.
What?
America's Next Top Model, wasn't that?
Top Model was a competition show, and that went on from that to Everybody Hates Chris, to Young and the Restless, to Smallville.
Girl.
I mean, what are you talking about? You can look at my credit.
Pamela Anderson is the godmother of reality TV. I think she's being very hypocritical here because her sex tape was the one to be the first original sex tape, then the Kardashian tape, and then that's what really launched reality television with the Kardashians.
That's right.
So she started this whole thing.
Now, Gay, you ever seen that reality show Roots?
That was not a reality show, honey.
No, but Roots was not a reality show.
Find out how this man was scammed out of $500 for trying to have a little private time. So when we come back.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. All right, ears up, because we're going to talk a little bit about our favorite topic, and that is sex.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, all sex isn't necessarily good, especially if you have to call the authorities. This story is a doozy. There was a man in West Palm Beach, Florida. He was at a hotel. He called the police to report a sex scam. Now, according to police reports, this 50-year-old told the police that he paid a group of people who were also staying at the same hotel as him. He paid them $500 to have one of those people come over and have sex with him, but he got scammed because nobody showed up.
You pay the hooker first.
Well, you do.
No, I pay you after.
No.
That was the protocol, Frank.
So not only did he get scammed, he got arrested because he called the cops to report that this happened. So he now got arrested for solicitation of prostitution.
And he's out of $500.
Right. He's going to get all the sex he can ask
for.
So
you had a bad day, take it one day,
and you turn it around.
It would be so terrible if he, like, popped a Viagra or something, then got arrested.
No.
That's why he called the police.
What's happening in West Palm Beach? Because this is exactly the place that Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, was busted at the massage parlor.
The best sex is in Palm Beach, evidently.
He was putting the palm in West Palm Beach. I guess I'll just handle it myself.
I heard they're actually going to release that Robert Kraft video.
Release.
To the public. But will they or won't they? I think someone needs to decide and stop jerking this guy around.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.